This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half.
Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. This mini episode is brought to you by The Moment of Happiness, my email newsletter where I send you a happiness quotation every day for free. If you'd like to get The Moment of Happiness, just email me at podcast@gretchenrubin.com and write quote newsletter in the subject line, and I'll sign you up. I wrote a biography of Winston Churchill called 40 Ways to Look at Winston Churchill, and one of my favorite things about writing that book was just the treasure trove of sources that I used, the incredible books and literature all around Winston Churchill's time. And one of my favorite stories comes out of the diary of Harold Nicholson. And this was a diary entry that Nicholson made in June 10th, 1941. And at that time, he was working in the English wartime Ministry of Information. So his job was to provide information about the war. And as you can imagine, what he wanted to do was to provide good information about the war. And in this entry, he's talking about the sinking of the Bismarck, which was a big German World War II battleship. The Middle East have no sense of publicity. The Admiralty is even worse. We complain that there are no photographs of the sinking of the Bismarck. Tripp says that the official photographer was in the Suffolk, and the Suffolk was too far away. We say, but why didn't one of our reconnaissance machines fly over the ships and take photographs? He replies, well, you see, you must see. Well, upon my word, well, after all, an Englishman would not like to take snapshots of a fine vessel sinking. Is he right? I felt abashed when he said it. I think he is right. And I find myself thinking of this line that an Englishman would not like to take snapshots whenever I'm thinking, what does it mean to be a citizen of the United States? How in my own life can I live up to the highest ideals of my country? I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.